Thanks, everyone, for spending part of your day with us here on The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And just a reminder, we're coming right up on the TK Angus 40th Annual Production Bull and Female Sale, which will be at the ranch east of Valentine on December the 4th, starting with lunch at 11 o'clock. Selling 175 age-advantaged Angus bulls, 6 Sim Angus bulls, 170 registered springbred females, plus the dispersal of the 2016 fall pairs. Now, these are all cattle bred with the commercial cattleman in mind. Monday, December 4th at Valentine, Nebraska. You can bid and view online at Superior Livestock or DV Auction.
And what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture news, all of that and more. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit at tsln.com.
And Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Also, a happy holiday and Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. Buying, selling, and auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty. Also from Advanced Aluminum Structures in Sturgis, South Dakota, Randy Tennell, his family, and staff. And, of course, Lemon Livestock, with a regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Merry Christmas from Paul Huffman and the staff at Lemon Livestock. Kim, what do you have to share with us on The Good Stuff today?
Rod Nichols. It's a poem by him, and it's called Autumn Cowboy. When summer is over and fall heads our way and brown, red, and gold paint the leaves, I guess that's the time that I'm feeling my best. Just an old autumn cowboy. That's me. The Lord has his reasons for each time of year, for each thing a time, if you please. But I'm kind of partial to a nip in the air. Just an old autumn cowboy. That's me. In spring, there's a new calf and Brandon to do, and a warm-up from winter's deep freeze. But fall ain't got summer to follow the heat. Just an old autumn cowboy. That's me. The seasons that follow are like a man's life. He's born, grows, and spreads like a tree. Then watches the branches grow, withered and bare. Just an old autumn cowboy. That's me. My summer is over. It's the fall of my life. And, you know, it's a good age to be. Life is now mellow and more to my taste. Just an old autumn cowboy. That's me. Again, Rod Nichols.
Oh, nice one there. How about something from Terry Smith called The Far Side Banks of Jordan? I believe my steps are growing wearier each day. Still, I've got a journey on my mind. Lures of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay. And my one regret is leaving you behind. If it proves to be His will that I am first to go, and somehow I've a feeling it will be, when it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, for I will be the first one that you'll see. And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your hand. Through this life we've labored hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes. I'll just rest here on this shore and turn my eyes away. And when you'll come, then we'll see paradise. And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your hand. And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I'll rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your hand. Called The Far Side Banks of Jordan from Terry Smith.
Hey, Mike, I've still got a few more different ways to say no. This is being very creative. If people are asking you to do things and you just don't want to do them, this might give you a clue of what to say. I'd love to, but I'm sandblasting my oven.
Ooh, it must be dirty.
Yeah, I'd love to, but I'm worried about my vertical hold. People don't talk vertical hold anymore, like
no.
On our TV.
Remember how you used to have to horizontal hold, vertical hold? Yeah, there were all kinds of adjustments there.
Yeah, you don't have to do that anymore. And I'd love to, but I'm going down to the bakery to watch the buns rise.
That would be fun.
And my very last one, I'd love to, but I'm being deported. So that gives you some good ways, if you don't want to do something, to say no.
If you have items to share on The Good Stuff, especially some holiday-related things, we'd love to hear from you. Send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's B-U-R-G-E, kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of The Good Stuff.